Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Some fun too. We'll play a clip from Steven Crowder coming up, and then we've got a bunch of other news I'm going to hit here: geopolitical news, police state news, attempts to take us off the air news. It's all coming up. But first, let's go ahead and dig into this. I got to a lot of these, but let's get to some more of these clips. We already played representatives from Congress saying Margaret Sanger is good and basically is an anti-racist. That's like saying Hitler loves Jews or the KKK loves black people. Here's Dr. Gazella Mosaddegh. Abortion is a blessing. Let's play that clip. Abortion is a blessing. It's an act of love. Here it is.
SB8 has not only caused a near total abortion ban in Texas, it has made it extremely dangerous to be pregnant in Texas, where our maternal morbidity and mortality rate is already unconscionably high, especially for black women and pregnant people of color. Texas deserves better. I know firsthand that abortion saves lives. For the thousands of people I've cared for, abortion is a blessing. Abortion is an act of love. Abortion is freedom. We need federal protection now. We need laws that elevate science and evidence and recognize the dignity and autonomy of people accessing care.
Of killing babies?
The woman's health.
All right, here's the next one. This is Representative Jackie Speller. Abortion is safer than childbirth. Well, it's not safe for the baby. Here it is.
To a 2018 report by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine, abortion is safer than childbirth, colonoscopies, dental procedures, plastic surgery, and tonsillectomies. And yet, facilities that provide...
That's because Planned Parenthood does 90% of them and doesn't report it back. Because they're a criminal organization. Let's continue.
And yet, facilities that provide abortion care are more likely to be subjected to medically unnecessary, politically motivated regulations that only make it more difficult to provide abortion services. Have you encountered such targeted regulations of abortion providers where you practice? And if so, how has it affected you?
And again, ladies and gentlemen, they also don't tell you there's a bunch of studies out where you're double, some studies say triple, they all say it increases when a woman has abortions. We're not judging women that have done it. We understand you get roped into it. It happens. I've been involved in it. I've repented. If you weren't consciously doing it as a Satanist like they do, God forgives you. Like, I admit I paid for abortions back when I was younger and I repented of it. And the media goes, look, he admits he's a hypocrite. No, I changed my mind. I decided I was wrong. And God touched my heart. And I finally got, didn't get religion in some church or on TV. I just, God touched my heart to really be a good person. And then for years, I didn't even, date or anything. When I was about 19 to 21 or so, I hung up my spurs because I just knew that was a serious thing. I said, next time, if I start going out with women again, if I get pregnant, I'm going to get married and have a child. And that's not the perfect moral position, but that's what I did. And that's where Rex Jones comes from. And I'm glad I had him. I'm glad I didn't chop him up. When you have abortions, it massively increases uterine, ovarian, and cervical cancer. Look it up. So they don't want you to know that. They're a lying pack of globalists. And again, you can say there's too many people, and yeah, there's poor people. So we just start killing everybody? And the globalists are a bunch of weird skeksis, a bunch of demons. If anybody needs to go, they love all this killing. I suggest, they get in their closet, hang a rope over the deal, and get up on a stool and just hop off that sucker. Too many people? Get to work. Go to the store, get a gun, shove it in your mouth, back of your head, pull the damn trigger. Let's go. I hope you don't kill yourselves. I'm just saying, if you love death so much, show us how it's done. Take your miserable leftist self and go to a building. Jump off the top. Make sure nobody's down below. Stop killing our babies before they get to make a choice. Stop stealing on their free will. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us. I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going from 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days, 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula. Down and Out is back in stock, 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Earth Crystal Iodine Survival Select 2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. And I thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, the only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on war.
Right, we got some really big COVID news. I'm going to hit next segment. It's just broken. Then we got Dr. Zelenko joining us coming up, and I'm probably even opened the phones up in the last half of this interview. He'll be with us for an hour and a half here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you so much for joining us. But let me play something from Steven Crowder's program he does 2 hours a day, Monday through Thursday, and watching the professionalism, watching his small crew do 95% of the show live is incredible. But I got to be in one of the parts that is produced. So they asked me to be there at 7:30 in the morning. We get there. I go in, do a couple takes, shoot my little piece. They go in, shoot their piece. And by the time the show starts at 9, they've got the piece ready. And by 9:20, it airs. And that was like two people working on that. And then they go and they host on the show. So just, I mean, Steven Crowder, I was on a show in studio a year ago or so, and it was good, but he's getting better. It was already amazing. This was like, and I'm not kissing Crowder's ass. I am impressed. I'm impressed how young Jamie on Joe Rogan's show runs the whole thing by himself. Whole thing. They got a guy, you know, get coffee or whatever, let people in the door, and a couple of, you know, veterans as guardians. But that's what's going on around Joe. But, I mean, and Joe does a great job. This was amazing. And, you know, there's one way to fight that's really serious, and other ways with humor. But all over the country, in leftist-controlled areas, and also the UK, they're letting biological men demand pap smears, demand cervical examinations that don't exist. That'd be like, you know, pulling up in your Ford F-150 car that's an 8-cylinder and saying, I want you to work on my airplane that has a jet engine. They go, that's not an airplane, that's an F-150, 8-cylinder gasoline engine made in Dearborn, Michigan. They're like, no, that's a F-16 fighter jet. And you're supposed to go, well, let's go and work on those wheels and the engine and then get in the cockpit. Woo-wee, we're flying around. But they have laws passed in the UK and here that they'll arrest your ass. And they're actually starting to do it if you say, hey, dude, you're like a 6'4" dude from prison beating people up and breaking things in a convenience store because someone called you, hey, man, come on up. It's not man, it's ma'am. This is all the mental illness where if you'll accept this from the Stockholm Syndrome program that they run at the Tavistock Institute, that's where all this came from, you'll accept anything. Well, I don't accept it. It's not because I hate people that they want to be a different sex or I hate. No. I'm saying it's the cult of giving up who we are to become something else. Then the system manages that transhumanism. That's what I'm saying the extreme end of it is. So here's their buildup of what's happening. It actually went longer. This one only played part of it, describing all the insanity in the prisons where two women have a baby and they give them condoms now because, you know, women have male members. Here it is.
Black Garrett.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Are we ready, though?
I don't know that I'm ever ready.
I don't know that we want to be ready.
But the Women's Liberation Front, I already hate this.
Yes, I do.
The worst. Reported at least one woman at the Central California women's facility was pregnant after a male, transgender male prisoner was transferred there. Keep in mind, the male prisoner was permitted to transfer under the new California law, SB 132. Which allows biological males. Mm-mm-mm. We're not supposed to use the term biological males now. What's the term we're supposed to use?
Person with penis. Or
person.
Something? Yes.
No, it's something else, male.
Lady McBalls.
Yes.
Seeding person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seeding
person. Is that what a seeding
person? Don't know.
No, I just made that up.
I heard, but I had read at Vox that it's hateful to say biological males. So I don't know. Okay. There's a different term, like Latinx. Go say that to the Latin king. See how it turns out.
Yeah. Let us know what the term is.
And sooner or later, someone's getting 9 teardrop tattoos. They just look like key arrows.
Used to call them dad.
So under SB 132, it allows biological males to use women's locker rooms, homeless shelters, and prisons.
To the good thing.
To the point that now condoms have been issued within the prison.
What?
Yeah, this is part of the protocol to ensure that sex between inmates, which is illegal, by the way, would be safe. So they need to make sure that it's safe sex in a in an all-females prison where they cannot get pregnant. And so all women. Pregnancy. Immaculate conception?
For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people, for there is born to you a baby in this cell, and this shall be a sign unto you of...
A virgin birth? A miracle?
No. Your cellmate, that guy dressed as a woman, he's going to rape you.
I'm a girl.
Repeatedly.
That read rough on the paper.
It really did.
It really did.
And who could have seen this coming?
A good old Alex Jones as our angel to soften the blow.
He did a great job.
I don't apologize for it.
I see a whole Con Air remake where prisoners just try to get swapped over to the women's prison.
Yes.
Like, we're not trying to get free.
Is
we're
Alex Jones in that remake? I want to watch it.
I would absolutely go to a woman's jail instead.
They'll recast Nicolas Cage as the new Nicolas Cage with the hair transplant.
Right.
Ah, yeah.
The drunk one?
Yeah.
I'm still crazy.
Yeah. I'm still on the plane, but I have more hair.
All right, there's Steven Crowder. That was all done live, except for the little minute-long piece. And it just goes on and on from there. Just amazing. Okay, let me hit this news now, and then I'll get into, because we got to have some more fun on the show in the midst of all this. Sink Ogre of the Young Turds has come out and attacked Joe Rogan and said he'll beat him up. Just out of the blue, I'll beat you up, obviously, because Joe's 10 times, 20 times, 30 times bigger than Sink, conservatively, the force-fed, George Soros-funded, Google force-fed minion. That's next segment, where Sink says he'll beat up Joe Rogan. He's going to beat him up. I've actually seen Joe beat people up. He was not as friendly as he is now at 50-something years old, back when I knew him, when he was in his 20s and late 20s, and I was in my early 20s. So I've actually seen big guys mess with Joe a few times, and it didn't go too well. He just chokes him out, just jumps on top of him like a monkey. He's like a gorilla. And, you know, he kicks harder than, like, some of the biggest guys in the UFC. They've had contests. So just getting kicked by him is like getting kicked by a mule. And so, again, it's so ridiculous. It's a stunt. And it just shows the left is all about hoaxes. You know, men can have babies. It's a gift to the baby to kill it. It's good for them to not have a future. They were so worthless. Ivermectin's bad, but now Pfizer's coming out with a pill that has the same ingredients in it. They're just bombing us with propaganda. But, you know, all over the world, people are fighting back. In southern Australia, New South Wales has the worst UN programs, the carbon tax, the medical IDs. And the police chief in one big city finally said, we're not enforcing this anymore. The public's going to basically kill us. Well, now Australia's New South Wales state premier, that's their governor, resigns over corruption probe amid COVID-19 battle. Premier of Australia's biggest state has been announcing New World Order and endless lockdowns. The premier of Australia's biggest state economy, New South Wales, Gladys Birkin-Jinkelin, sounds like some kind of weird Santa Claus's wife name, resigned on Friday after a corruption watchdog said it was investigating whether she was involved in a conduct that is constituted or involved a breach or consisted or involved a breach of public trust. Reading our word damn, I suddenly couldn't read. Constituted or involved a breach of public trust. And it says, Birkenjiklin's shock resignation comes as the state, which has an economy larger than Singapore, Thailand, and Malaysia, battles the biggest COVID-19 outbreak. You mean the total lockdown, like 20 people have died in the last year, and it's total hysteria and fake testing and lockups and permanent FEMA camps being built? Birkenjiklin said that the issues being investigated were historical matters, but she felt compelled to resign because of the long time frames likely to be involved in the investigation. And who knows what it is. All I know is most of these people have been put in power because they're blackmailed with stuff, and it's usually not bad enough to be drug dealing or money laundering or even murder. Usually they have been involved with or have covered up what the German government officially ran, giant pedophile rings with rape children. Remember, that's mainstream news now. 30,000 in one city alone given.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pfizer's coming out with this new pill that cures COVID, and it's got the same ingredients as ivermectin in it. They just slightly changed both molecules. Got the articles right here. Wow. I remember saying a few weeks ago when they had a new pill coming out, they wouldn't say what it was. I go, I bet it's ivermectin. Sure as hell is. You imagine taking money like these TV people and these talk show hosts, even low-level ones that have like a, maybe 10,000 subscribers, you'd pay thousands of dollars to come out and say, I took the shot. I love it. It's safe. It's great. I'll bet my bottom dollar, I don't know this, but that the young turds, Howard Stern, all of them took money. But what I do know is Sink is full of crap. I've seen him. I mean, if I was an out-of-shape fat ass, he's way worse than I am. And again, they said, hey, later you want to come on our show. I've been on their show before. I see him at the RNC 2016. I go do a bunch of other interviews. There was hundreds of shows going. It was a smorgasbord. And I come back by, and they go to break, and I go, hey, Sink, how you doing? And then as he sees Roger Stone, he goes, oh, he's broken in our studio. It's an open convention center. Roger goes, screw you. I'm not going on your show. And he blows up at him. Sink did. So the reason I'm going after Sink is he's put out a tweet just saying that he will beat up Joe Rogan, that he knows how to defeat him. He says, if Joe Rogan tries to assault me, whatever, that's incredibly dumb, but also wouldn't work. I'm much larger than Joe. Yeah, fatter. I've fought my whole life, not against championship martial arts people. I'd end him. But grown-ups don't do that. He says that to a person that said, I'll bet you $1,000 you won't talk crap to Joe's face. He's just calling Joe a liar and a punk and a bad guy. He's talking about ivermectin and stuff. So, again, I've known Joe since I was 24 years old. 24, 25. And, I mean, back then, I mean, I was like, I've seen Joe beat people up several times. Big guys, hey, punk, you think you're tough? And he just, like, jumps on them and chokes them out or grabs them and throws them to the ground. I mean, like, you're talking like 6 foot four or five guys. And we can show all the footage of Joe doing kicks that even the top people can't do. Now, his back's out, his bones. Yeah, people said, oh, can you beat up Logan Paul? He said, no, Logan Paul kicked my ass. He's young, he's big, he's a heavyweight. But I don't know, Joe would probably, with jiu-jitsu, beat him. I mean, Joe's a legitimate badass, and I'm not kissing his ass. I mean, I know Joe. I've seen him do it. I mean, I'm a good brawler. I can fight if I need to. He with technique, would just choke me out quickly. I mean, he's like a gorilla, okay? And to have Sink running around saying all this is insane. Now, let's go ahead here and go to this clip. This is Sink talking about how, because the Democrats have now been fact-checking, and they're going around defending bestiality. There's an article with leftist fact-checkers defending the Muslims being brought in from the Middle East that are into bestiality and have child porn and bestiality on their phones, and they're fact-checking that it's not a cow, it's a horse they're having sex with, so it's okay. And Sink has now been out, you know, I guess, defending those migrants. So let's remember that if he was a dictator, he thinks about legalizing bestiality and pleasuring animals. Here it is.
I have decided what that boing boing chick was doing. Mm-hmm. She was doing a jaywalking bestiality. Like, yeah, it might technically be a crime, but let's not waste the court's time on jaywalking.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, fair enough.
But here comes the controversial part, the part I shouldn't say. I believe that I am going, if I were the ruler, the benevolent dictator of the world, I would legalize bestiality where you are giving. You are pleasuring the animal. You see what I'm saying? Okay. Okay. Why? Why did that happen?
Yeah, why is that wrong?
It really is a
pleasure animal.
No, no, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because, like, so there's, like, was the case that we covered where there was, like, a guy or a girl or something that was pleasuring a horse, and the horse came to a conclusion, right? So who got harmed?
You know that people...
It's the same, that's enough. Okay. It's the same thing he says about pedophiles, or the NAMBLA says, they say, not him, NAMBLA says it's okay to do it, you know, just so long as the child enjoys it, as long as it's love. And we'll find some good stuff of Joe doing famous kicks here in a minute. That's just some random stuff the crew found. Let's go ahead and go to Sink coming after me and flipping out at the RNC.
Are you afraid of the manager? No, wait, are you kidding me? No, 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 wait, 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 no,
to debate this guy. You're a hatchet man. I don't know why anyone in the media takes you seriously. All you do is lie. You're known as the biggest liar in media. You're the biggest liar in media.
You're a lie, loser. There's nobody watching your show.
Alright, well, first of all,
this is actually mad. You're actually really upset.
Sorry, can you
I know you're sure.
Alright. We got to
sports stadium, convention center, and there's just radio and TV booths every 20 feet. So he's in the hallway and he sees Roger, and then he lies. He goes back on air and says, Roger attacked their stage. Roger came on his show. We tried to crash it. Roger was like walking 30 feet away down the hall and he saw him too, because Roger was with us. I just got up on stage and said, hey, I'm here. You want to talk? And I gave him a Bill Clinton rape shirt when he wasn't even on air yet, and he got really, really mad about that. So now he wants to kick Joe Rogan's ass because he knows he'll never have to follow through with it. He just can now be in the news because he's so desperate. Because when it came out that, you know, they were funded by Soros and funded by the Democratic Party and are worshippers of Hillary and, you know, threw Bernie under the bus and all that other stuff, they are a joke. And look, I'm sad that the young turds turned into that. But, I mean, when you're a turd, you're a turd. And they are named after the group that exterminated 1.5 million Christians in Armenia. And I guess it's Stockholm Syndrome with the chick on there, because she claims, you know, that she is a Christian from that area of the world. So when you name yourself after basically the Turkish Hitler Youth, that is not a good thing. That is not a good thing. So there you go. We had a little bit of fun with that. Blast from the past there, ladies and gentlemen, with Sink Unger, acting like a fool, and then currently acting like a fool, saying that he's going to beat up Joe Rogan because he's bigger than Joe. Actually, he's about the height of Joe. Again, he looks like he has trouble walking. So, wow, pretty amazing. These people are all... People ask me, Alex, why did you come out with a new natural organic sleep aid when you already have Knockout that works so well with 8 natural ingredients? Well, because when you've taken a certain organic blend for a decade, like I've taken this product I came up with, it doesn't work as well anymore. That's the way herbs work. You go off it a while, come back on it, it works again. So what did I do? I went to the developers and I said, make a totally different formula with a lot of other known natural healthy compounds that make you sleep deep and restful, because that's what helps your immune system, and I want it to be at least twice as strong as Knockout. Okay, be careful when you take it. It's incredibly strong. It's named Down and Out. I don't have time to get into all the ingredients in it, but it is extremely strong. We are extremely proud of it. It is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off right now. Sold out for more than 4 months. Now back in stock. Get your Down and Out and your Knockout at InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you for your support because it keeps us on the air.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I am very excited that we've got him for a little over an hour and 15 minutes, Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko. We had Dr. Richard Bartlett on, who said that he is a hero, the first person to develop a protocol, pretty much the start of it, with thousands of patients to prove it, in New York State for early at-home treatment with close to 100% success. And he joins us now to cover the waterfront, but I really wanted to get him on today so that he could speak to what I've heard him on other shows saying, because I don't just have him here. I watch him. I listen to what he has to say as a trailblazer. That's who I tune into. People that are right, not people that are wrong, like CNN on purpose. And he's talking about we need to have tribunals. And that's not just some foggy thing off that we wish we were going to have. We better have it, or they're going to keep with their Great Reset taking over with it. He's got the wide spectrum knowledge. You know, a Senator Rand Paul's a doctor. He's a nice guy. He loves to defend the vaccine, but say natural immunity is better, which is true. But no, the studies are out. It's deadly. It's causing blood clots. Ron Johnson, you know, is up there going, look, since we did the vaccines, there's more death and problems. But I'm still with the vaccine. It isn't a vaccine, according to the developer of mRNA technology. He says it doesn't work for that. It's poisonous. And so does the former chief scientist at Pfizer. And so does the Nobel Prize winner for discovering HIV. It's a laundry list of who's who being censored. So, ZStackLife.com is his website. I want to show people this right now because he's totally vindicated. And we need to celebrate people that are trailblazers and right, because those are the people that lead us out of the slavery. Gee, what could it be? UK newspaper reports mystery rise in heart attacks from blocked arteries, 25%. Similar numbers in the U.S. and Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Europe. Oh, he's been vindicated again. Pfizer launches final study on COVID drug that's suspiciously similar to horse paste. Turns out it has the same active compounds in it. Oh, wow. The Congress and its staff are exempt. The judicial branch is exempt. The White House is exempt. The CDC is exempt. I guess just like Nazis were exempt from going to death camps. I don't say that lightly. FDA employees exempt. USPS employees exempt. NIAID employees exempt. Pfizer employees exempt. Moderna employees exempt. Joe Rogan, who I talked to last night, all over the news has the left saying he made light of the Holocaust and that Joe Rogan should be taken off the air because he said making us show an ID to buy and sell, making us take shots, is the same road that led to Nazi Germany. He didn't say it was Nazi Germany. It's just the same road leading there. So I also thought that we would have Dr. Zelenko, because he's a trailblazer, and he also happens to be Jewish, and that it's talked about how he's had ancestors and people that have faced this type of thing before. And so I thought maybe up front, because he's been vindicated, we'd talk about my good friend Joe Rogan, who's under real sustained attack because he put out a minute and a half video, we'll air at the bottom of the hour, stating the obvious. So, Dr. Zelenko, have you seen the video? And first off, congratulations on being a trailblazer of trailblazers. And what do you think of what Joe Rogan said?
Joe Rogan's a hero. I respect him. I think he has the platform and the courage to transmit the message of hope and lead us, be part of the solution to lead us out of this man-made, manufactured, slippery slope down to slavery. And I'd like to actually commemorate some historical event that happened this week, which is very relevant to me and relevant to us. This is the anniversary of the massacre at Babi Yar. Babi Yar is a woods outside of, a ravine actually, outside of Kiev in the Ukraine, where around 100,000 innocent people were murdered, initially shot into the ravine, and then when they ran out of bullets, they just pushed them in, bulldozered them in alive, and buried them alive, 40 of which were my relatives. So when I talk about genocide, and when I talk about Nazism and fascism and racism and malfeasance and such evil, it's not a theoretical concept for me, but very visceral and real to me. I grew up in stories about how my grandparents were soldiers, how my grandmothers were evacuated, how they witnessed people they loved murdered, slaughtered, and so on. So when I see what's going on now, I have the proper historical context, I think, to process and be able to tell you that there is a genocide going on right now. And I don't use that word gently. My family has been a victim of genocide. So I really am screaming that this is the genocide of the innocent, of the vulnerable, and of the people that we're obligated to protect. The only difference between this genocide and the genocide 80 years ago is that we're all Jewish, in a sense, from that perspective, because they're coming after all of us. The Nazi Holocaust was just a dry run for the eugenics program that we're witnessing now. And this so-called vaccine, which is really just nothing more than a poison death shot, which is an extension of a weapon of eugenics, has the following known effects. No one even has the audacity to deny it, is that blood clots are killing probably already over 300,000 Americans, and that's an underestimate, I think, and causing heart attacks and strokes. And then you have myocarditis, which is inflammation of the heart, which has a 50% mortality rate within 5 years. The miscarriage rates in the first trimester have gone up from 10% to 82%. The incidence of cancer and autoimmune diseases has skyrocketed. There is evidence of ovarian dysfunction and question about future infertility. And that's the light stuff. The real concern that you mentioned is this genocidal antibody-dependent enhancement concern that all the world experts are yelling, saying, stop using these vaccines. They may lead to the genocide of billions of people dead. And this is what's being advocated and pushed in a tyrannical fashion on innocent human beings where there is zero medical necessity, because the young don't need it. Near 100% of the kids, healthy kids, get better. The healthy adults get better with treatment, near 100%. People that have had COVID have better immunity and are more immune than if they were vaccinated. And the high-risk population, we could treat them properly and reduce the risk of death to less than 1%. So this is an artificially made global pandemic of fear and isolation used to manipulate gullible people into taking a poison death shot and to reduce the world population. And this is not a theory. It's definitely a conspiracy to commit mass murder and genocide, but it's not a theory. And that's been proven multiple times. You know, there are patent numbers associated with transformations of this virus from a bat coronavirus to a human virus done by Ralph Baric, as you know, and there's patents associated with that. And in Wuhan, they weaponized it and made it absolutely destructive, lethal to lungs, human lungs, and blood clots. And then there's a patent that came out last month that shows that there's tracking technology, both internal sensors, where it measures your internal physiological data, and then is able to transmit that data together with your location to a central server. And that technology already exists, and I have the patent number, by the way. I think I said it last time, but I think it's good to mention it.
Absolutely.
So, by the way, don't believe a word I'm saying. Do your due diligence. Don't make the same mistake with me that you do with the government by believing everything blindly. Question everything. Take what I'm saying. Don't believe me. Vet what I'm saying and see if I'm telling you the truth. Patent number, United States patent number 11107588. Again, 11107588 describes the tracking technology and transmitting technology that already exists in the vaccine that you're being given to. So, and what's interesting is I find this remarkable. The lipid nanoparticle delivery system basically ensures that toxic mRNA spike protein producing code is transferred into your nervous system. If you look in the, there was a slide.
Doc, this is key. Let's come back and get right into this with Dr. Zelenko. Check out his website, zstacklife.com. Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko. This is on target stuff, and millions of folks would have died with.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Vladimir Zevzelenko on the line with us. I've got a lot of questions, a lot of clips, a lot of things I want to go over with him. But he got cut off by the break getting into the real dangers and getting into the antibody enhancement situation and getting into what we're beginning to see. You got cut off by the break. Please continue, doctor.
You remind me what was the last thing I said? I forget.
You were going into more ways it's attacking people and more things it was doing, and then we hit the break.
Yeah, I mean, this is a artificially made bioweapon. Everyone realizes that now. There's no debate about that. And it's been designed to create global fear and isolation. And that global fear and isolation has been designed to psychologically wage warfare on the innocent human mind and psychologically decompensate people so that they become extremely gullible and willing to take a poison death shot. And I really do mean it's a poison death shot. It has no medical necessity. It doesn't work. And it has these really horrific eugenics type of effects. That what it does is has several layers and waves of death. There's the acute death, which happens within the 3 months due to blood clots and inflammation of hearts and miscarriages. Then there is that antibody-dependent enhancement concern, which is basically the person's immune system will kill the host organism when challenged with the virus that they're immunized against, and that has been seen since the 60s, in the RSV vaccine, 70s, the dengue fever virus vaccine, in the 80s and 90s, all the previous attempts at coronaviruses vaccines. And what's interesting is, wouldn't you think it's a good idea to exclude antibody-dependent enhancement from the human race before you immunize 7 billion people?
So absolutely. For those that don't know, there's been a lot's been talked about it, but what's the easiest way for people listening to explain to their friends and family about what this well-known syndrome is?
Well, look, usually when someone is exposed to a virus, they develop an antibody response. Those antibodies then are protective and are designed to protect you from getting future infections. That's why people don't usually get measles twice or mumps or chickenpox twice. Now, an attempt to artificially produce that by giving vaccines in some cases is successful, in other cases it's not successful. And in the history of coronavirus vaccines, there have been multiple attempts to make vaccines that work. The problem was that once the animals were immunized, they developed an antibody response and everyone was happy. But then when we challenged those animals with the virus that they were immunized against, the animals died. Now, wait a minute. You're trying to protect and preserve the life of the animal. Why was it dying? But no one really understood it until they did more research and they saw that it was the actual immune reaction, that your antibodies became bombs. And when they came into contact with the virus that they were immunized against, resulted in a lethal, homicidal, lethal reaction in the host organism. All the coronavirus vaccines have shown it, including these. So the question would be like this. You can argue maybe that human beings are different than animals, and I would say maybe, but wouldn't it be a good idea to exclude that phenomenon from the human race before you deploy an experimental, artificially made liquid into 7 billion people? And the answer is logically you would want to exclude that unless you already know the answer and unless your desire is not to help people but to reduce the world population.
And Doctor, I'm watching congressional hearings. I'm not a doctor like you, but I believe that I've even seen supporters of the shots testify. This dean of virology and things at Baylor here in Texas saying, oh, we've tried to make vaccines for the common flu before, but it creates the antibody enhancement syndrome sometimes, and we had humans die in the trials. So haven't there been some cases where they tried this and it killed people? Because they said that in Congress.
Yeah, they did it with the RSV vaccine, which killed more kids than RSV. We did it with the dengue fever virus vaccine, killed more adults than the actual dengue virus. So this has been a known phenomenon. This is not unheard of. And that's why world experts are screaming the following, but you're on the verge of killing off billions of people. It's a big gamble to make with innocent people, don't you think? And for what? For a virus that if every single human being on the planet got COVID-19 and was treated properly, the death rate would be less than 5.
But obviously, as you said, Doctor, they didn't gamble with this. The same people running it say they want to depopulate us, and you predicted over a year ago, and others did, that when people start dying, they're going to blame the vaccinated, which there's no the unvaccinated, which is now the setup to be poisoning and killing one group, and then tell them that the unvaccinated are the ones killing them. What a plan!
Yeah, that is pretty brilliantly evil. So the key here, this animal that you're showing on the screen right now, is a sociopath of historic scale. And is on record calling for the reduction of the world population. And I'm supposed to take a vaccine for my health from this sociopathic animal, this Bill Gates, who the whole world is suffering because of his narcissism, because he couldn't get a girlfriend in high school, so now he has to take out his anger on every single human being on the planet. He gets off by stepping on your grave. This is a monster. And he's a symbol of a concept. These are Hitler and Stalin together on steroids. And yes, they should be brought on military trial. This is a war crime. We're in World War III. More than 200 countries are fighting the same invisible, artificially made enemy. And they have propagated fear and have obstructed anything that has any legitimate treatment value, that has an ability to reduce the fear and restore humanity to some semblance of normality. These animals, these worse than animals, these sociopathic vermin, what they are trying to do is prolong the fear to get more and more people to take this poison death shot. Essentially, this is what's happening. You are, or not you, but we are walking into the gas chambers rolling up our sleeve, asking to get a shot, getting a shot, smiling, paying them, and saying, thank you for killing us.
Which is a smart weapon. When Hitler's Barbarossa first went into Russia, they didn't like the communists, so they saw him as a savior. Then he started killing everybody. They fought back, and the Russians beat Hitler. But it's the same thing here. If Hitler would have given people shots that killed him in 2 or 3 years, they would have never known. So they've just learned from history.
It's history repeating itself, but on a scale that has never been seen before. We are on the verge of witnessing billions of people dying, corpses rotting in the streets, and people are too delusioned to believe that that's not possible. But it's very possible, and this has been the planned agenda of people for decades. You know, this has not been recently concocted. Because, look, in order to pull this off, you need the coordination of major global industries. Four or five major industries have to work in unison to be able to pull off the worst crime in history, which is what? One, you need the control of the media, both social and mainstream. You need the control of academia. You need the control of politics. And you need the control of industry and the pharmaceutical industry. And there are only a few people on this planet that have our stakeholders in all those industries that are able to influence those industries in a coordinated fashion to pull off what they're doing. And those are the people, and I don't know exactly who they are. I have some idea of some.
Well, Doc, you come to the right place because you're an expert in medical stuff, and you've also figured this out for yourself, but I've read their writings. I know you have as well. It's Bill Gates, it's Klaus Schwab, and then it's some of the royal families and some of the big money, the big classic families that went underground, all the robber barons. The Rockefellers are right at the heart of it. They all write books. They're all on record saying they wanted this. They wrote Operation Lockstep, planning it all out 11 years ago, and it's them, sir.
Yes, that I know, but I would even argue that the real villains are too smart to be in the media. That there's going to be a layer of evil that is so smart, when you get to the core of the onion, they may even transcend those people that you're saying, because they're too smart to put themselves out there.
That's what all the top-level folks that I know that have headed up U.S. intelligence agencies, others tell me. They just say the real rulers are completely insulated and work through Schwab and Gates. But we better know, Gates and Schwab are literally the field marshals, along with the head of Pfizer, that are running the attack.
Yes, I agree with that, including the primordial. We're dealing with the primordial snake, the primordial serpent, and it's now enclosed and embodied and has different heads. Obviously, the Chinese Communist Party is one head. Bill Gates is another head. World Economic Forum is another head. But it's the totality of the evil. They may even have different agendas, but one thing they share in common, which is the enslavement of innocent people. Because ultimately, they derive their some perverse sexual pleasure of controlling others and destroying others.
They want our will turned to them. You're absolutely on target. I want to come back with you to get more into wherever you want to go. I got a bunch of questions. I got the Joe Rogan video. I want your take on it, because you're calling this bad and evil. It's powerful. And last time I checked, it's got like 15 million views now. And so absolutely, we get Joe Rogan fully awake, they're in trouble. And it's happened, folks. He'll be right back. Stay with us.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.